burglar on the roof. Sounds crazy, no? But in our little village of Amatetka, you might say, every one of us is a fiddler on the roof, trying to scratch out a pleasant, simple tune without breaking his neck. It isn't easy. You may ask, why do we stay up there if it's so dangerous? Because Alatevka is our home. And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word. Tradition!
Why should I suffer?
And most important,
Our beloved rabbi.
Rabbi, may I ask you a question?
Certainly, my son.
Is there a proper blessing for the Tsar?
A blessing for the Tsar, of course. May God bless and keep the Tsar far away from us.
Honor the constable, his honor the priest, his honor the
many others.
We don't bother them, and so far they don't bother us. And among ourselves, we get along perfectly well. Of course, there was the time when he sold him a horse and he delivered a mule, but that's all settled now. Now we live in simple peace and harmony.
It was a horse.
It was a mule.
It was a horse.
It was a mule.
It was a horse. How do you do it? It was a horse. How do you do it?
Doing. I said Leda!
Oh.
All right.
What does that poor little tailor muddle want with Cycle?
Oh, they were friends since they were babies together. They talk, they played.
They play? What do they play?
Who knows? They're just children.
From such children come other children.
Muddle, he's a nothing!
Children, children, they are your blessing in your old age. But my Aaron, may he rest in peace, couldn't give me children. Believe me, he was good as gold, never raised his voice to me, but otherwise he was not much of a man, so what good is it if he never raised his voice? But what's the use complaining? Other women enjoy complaining, but not Yenta. Not every woman in the world is a Yenta. Well, I must prepare my poor Sabbath table, so goodbye, Golden. It was a pleasure talking our hearts out to each other.
Yenta! You said you had news for me.
Oh! I'm losing my head. One day it will fall off altogether, or the horse will kick it in the mud and die, Yenta. Of course, the news. It's about Razor Wolf, the butcher. A good man, a fine man, and I don't have to tell you, he's well off. But he's lonely, poor man. After all, a widower, you understand? Of course you do. To make it short, out of the whole town, he's cast his eye on Cycle.
Fine Cycle!
Well, that's ours, Cycle. Yes, of course, your Cycle.
Oh, such a match for my Cycle. Yeah, but Hevia wants a learned man. He doesn't like Laser.
Listen to me, Golda. Send Hevia to him. Don't tell him what it's about. Let Laser discuss it himself. He'll win him over. He's a good man. A wealthy man, true? Of course, true. So, you'll tell me how it went. You don't have to thank me, Golda, because aside from my fee, which anyway Laser will pay, it gives me satisfaction to make people happy. What better satisfaction is there? So goodbye, Golden. You're welcome. What you want, Mama?
When I want you to know, I'll tell you. Finish washing the floor.
I wonder if Yenta found a husband for you.
I'm not anxious for Yenta to find me a husband.
Not unless it's Muddle,
the tailor.
I didn't ask you. Cycle, I'm the oldest. They have to arrange a match for you before they can make one for me.
And then after her, one for me.
So if Yenta brings them out...
Oh, Yenta! Yenta!
Somebody has to arrange the matches. Young people can't decide these things themselves.
She might bring someone wonderful.
Someone interesting. And well off. And important. Matchmaker. Make me a match. Find me a fun. Catch me a catch. Matchmaker, matchmaker.
So whatever Yenta brings, you'll take. Right? Of course, right. He's a nice man, you'll catch. True? True. I promise you'll be happy, and even if you're not, there's more to life than that. Don't ask me what. Papa, I found him. Won't you be a lucky bride? He's handsome, he's tall, that is from side to side. But he's a nice man, a good catch, right? Right. You heard he has a temper. Every night, only when he's sober. So you're all right. Did you think you'd get a prince? Well, I do the best I can. With no dowry, no money, no family background, be glad you've got a man.
Says, heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. In other words, send us the cure. We've got the sickness already. I'm not really complaining. After all, with your help, I'm starving to death. Dear God, you made many, many poor people. I realize, of course, it's no shame to be poor, but it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune? If I were a rich man, all day long I'd pity to the bum. If I were a wealthy man, wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a pretty, pretty rich, idle, idle, dee. right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof and real wooden floors below. There would be one long staircase just going up, and one even longer coming down, and one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each loud pee-dee, like a woo, purr, would land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say, here lives a wealthy man. If I were rich, yes, a beautiful, a billion of, all day long I'd be very bummed. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yes, a beautiful, a billion of, if I were a very, very rich, idle, 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 idle man. I see my gold, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to her heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Hey, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important men in town will come to fall on me. They will ask me to advise them, like a Solomon the Wise. If you please, Reb Tevye, pardon me, Reb Tevye, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. Yamiva, yamiva. If I answer right or wrong, when you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time I lack to sit in the synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the eastern wall. And I'd discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. That would be the sweetest thing of all. If I were a rich man, he'd just a big hugger, never look for me to see alone. All day long, I'd really, really lonely. If I were a wealthy man, Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan?
Chatting away to the grave.
Excuse me? You're not
No.
And where are you from?
Kiev. I was a student at the university there.
Oh. Ah, the university. Is that where you learned to criticize your elders?
That's where I learned that there are more important things in life than talk. You should know what is going on in the outside world.
Why should I break my head about the outside world? Let them break their own heads.
He's right.
As the good book says, if you spit in the air, it lands in your face.
That is nonsense. You cannot close your eyes to what is happening in the world.
He's right.
He's right and he's right. How can they both be right?
You know, you're also right.
He's right. He's still wet behind the ears.
Good Sabbath, then.
Good Sabbath.
Good Sabbath. Good Sabbath.
Good Sabbath.
Have you the rabbi's order, my cheese?
Of course, of
course. So you're from Kiev, Rev. Perchik. Perchik. So you're a newcomer here. As Abraham said, I am a stranger in a strange land.
Moses said that.
Forgive me. King David put it, I'm slow of speech and slow of tongue.
That was also Moses.
For a man with a slow tongue, he talked a lot.
The cheese.
All right. Here, have a
piece. I have no money and I am not a beggar.
It's a blessing for me to give.
Very well. For your sake.
Thank you. You know, it's no crime to be poor.
In this world, it is the rich who are the criminals. Someday, their wealth will be ours.
That would be nice. If they would agree, I would agree.
And who will make this miracle come to pass?
People. Ordinary people.
Like you?
Like me.
Nonsense.
And until your golden day comes, Rev. Perchik, how will you live?
By giving lessons to children. You have children?
I have five daughters.
Five?
Daughters.
Girls should learn, too. Girls are people.
A radical.
I'd be willing to teach them. Open their minds to great thoughts.
What great thoughts?
Well, the Bible has many lessons for our times.
I'm a very poor man. Food for lessons? Good! Stay with us for the Sabbath. Of course, we don't eat like kings, but we don't starve either. As the good book says, when a poor man eats a chicken, one of them is sick.
When does the book say that?
That doesn't exactly say that.
Trying to pray.
Mortimer. Yento is here.
I saw her.
If they agree on someone, there will be a match. And then it will be too late for us.
Don't worry, Tuttle. I have found someone who will sell me his used sewing machine. So in a few weeks, I'll have saved up enough to buy it, and then your father will be impressed with you so that...
A few weeks may be too late.
What else can we do?
You could ask my father for my hand tonight. Now.
Barbara, you consider me now. I'm only a poor tailor.
Well, I am only the daughter of a poor milkman. Just talk to him.
Cycle, if your father says no, that's it. It's final. He'll yell at me.
Mottle!
I'm just a poor tailor.
Mottle. Mottle. Even a poor tailor is entitled to some happiness.
True.
Will you talk to him? Will you talk to him?
All right. I'll talk to him.
Lake, where is everybody? Lake.
Perfetti.
I mean, children. We're lighting the candle.
Perfetti.
Yes.
Perfetti.
What is it?
Perfetti.
Well, Marco, what is it?
Good Sabbath.
Sabbath. Good Sabbath. Come, children. Come.
Party.
Maybe even a wedding.
the wedding married. Leave the dancing and so forth. For a little fee, naturally.
Naturally, a wedding is no wedding without you and your fee.
Good evening, innkeeper.
Good evening.
We'd like a drink. Sit down, kid.
Vodka, schnapps?
Vodka.
Right away.
Good evening.
Davia, what are you doing here so early?
He wants to buy my new milk cow.
Good evening, Red Lady.
Davia, sit down. Have a drink.
I won't insult you by saying no.
How goes it with you, Tivia?
How should it go?
You're right.
And you?
Same.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So, how's your brother-in-law in America?
I believe he is doing very well.
He wrote you?
Not lately.
Then how do you know?
If he was doing badly, he would write.
Tivia, I suppose you know why I wanted to see you.
Yes, I do, Red Laser, but there's no use talking about it.
Why not?
Why, yes. Why should I get rid of her?
Well, you'll have a few more without her.
I see. Today you want one. Tomorrow you may want two.
Two? What would I do with two?
The same as you do with one?
Tell you, this is very important to me.
Why is it so important?
Frankly, because I am lonesome.
Lonesome? What are you talking about?
You don't know?
I'm talking about my new milk cow, the one you want to buy from me.
A milk cow, so I won't be lonesome.
That's so funny.
I was talking about your daughter Saito.
My daughter Saito?
Yes, of course, your daughter Saito. I see her in my butcher shop every Thursday. She's made a good impression on me. I like her. And as for me, Tevye, you know, I'm pretty well off. I have my own house, a good store, a servant. Look, Tevye, why do we have to try to impress each other? Let's shake hands and call it a match, huh? And you won't need a dowry for her. And maybe you'll find something in your own purse, too.
Shame on you. Shame! What do you mean, my purse? My title is not the sort that I would sell for money.
All right, just as you say, we won't talk about money. The main thing is, let's get it done with. I will be good to her, Tevye. I like her. What do you think?
What do I think? What do I think? I never liked him. Why should I? Oh, you can have a fine conversation with him if you talk about kidneys and liver. On the other hand, not everybody has to be a scholar. If you're wealthy enough, no one will call you stupid. And with a butcher, my daughter will surely never know hunger. Of course, he has a problem. He's much older than her. That's her problem. But she's younger. And that's his problem. I always thought of him as a butcher. But I misjudged him. He's a good man. He likes her. He will try to make her happy. What do I think? It's a match.
You agree?
I agree.
Ah, damn you! That's wonderful! Oh. Let's drink on it.
Why not?
To you. No, my friend, to you.
To the both of us.
To our agreement.
To our agreement. To our prosperity. Good health and happiness. The most important. To life.
To life. The higher. The higher. The higher. To life.
Here's to the father I'm trying to be. Here's to my bride to be.
Drink the higher. To life. To life. The higher. Lechayim, to life.
Life has a way of confusing us,
slicing and bruising us.
Drink Lechayim, to life.
God would like us to be joyful, even when our hearts lie panting on the floor.
How much more can we be joyful when there's really something to be joyful for?
To life, Lechayim.
To title my daughter,
my wife.
It gives you something to think about,
something to drink about.
Drink Lechayim.
Good life! Red vodka!
Yes, Laser Wolf!
Drinks for everybody! Oh.
papa. Your papa? I always wanted a son, but I wanted one a little younger than my son.
Say it!
Good evening.
Good evening, Constable.
What's the celebration?
Tevye is marrying off his oldest daughter!
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
May I offer my congratulations, Tevye?
Thank you, Your Honor.
Hey, Tevye. I have a piece of news that I think I should tell you. As a friend.
Yes, Your Honor.
And I'm giving you this news because I like you. You are a decent, honest person, even though you are a Jewish dog.
How often does a man get a compliment like that? And your news?
I have received word from the district that sometime soon we should expect a little unofficial demonstration.
A pogrom?
Just a little unofficial demonstration.
How little?
It's not too serious. it's just some mischief, huh? So that if an inspector comes through, he'll see that we've done our duty. Now, personally, I don't see why there has to be such trouble between people, but I thought I could tell you, and you can tell the others.
Thank you, Your Honor. You are a good man. If I may say so, it's too bad you're not a Jew.
Yeah, that's what I like about you, Tevye. You're always joking. Congratulations again, for your daughter.
Thank you, Your Honor. Goodbye. Dear God, did you have to send me news like that today of all days? It's true that we are the chosen people, but once in a while, can't you choose someone else? Anyway, thank you for sending a husband for my side. Lechael.
Sisters have big tongues.
And what do you know about him except that he's the rabbi's son?
son? Would you be interested in him if he were the shoemaker's son? Or the tinsmith's son?
At least I know this. He doesn't have any strange ideas about turning the world upside down.
Oh, certainly any new idea would be strange to you. But remember, the Lord said, let there be light.
Yes, but he wasn't talking to you personally.
You have spirit, even a little intelligence, perhaps.
Thank you.
But what good is your brain? Without curiosity, it is a rusty tool. Good day, Bottle.
We have an old custom here. A boy acts respectfully to a girl. Oh, but of course, that's too traditional for an advanced thinker like you.
Our traditions. Nothing must change. Everything is perfect exactly the way it is.
We like our ways.
Our ways are changing. All over but here. Here, men and women must keep apart. Men study, women in the kitchen. Boys and girls must not touch. Should not even look at each other.
I am looking at you.
You're very brave. Did you know that in the city, boys and girls are allowed to be affectionate without the permission of a matchmaker? They hold hands together. They even dance together. New dances, like this.
I'll hire myself out as a servant. I'll
Ditches, a hole, rocks, only don't make me marry him, Papa, please.
What's wrong with Laser? He likes you.
Papa, I will be unhappy with him. All my life will be unhappy. I'll dig ditches, a hole, rocks.
We made an agreement. And with us, an agreement is an agreement.
Is that more important than I am, Papa? Papa. Papa, don't force me. I'll be unhappy all my days.
Mm-hmm.
It was not ordained that you should have all the comforts of life, or that we should have a little joy in our old age after all our hard work.
Lieutenant! Lieutenant, may I speak to you?
Later, Muttle, later.
I would like to speak to you.
Certainly.
No, not now.
That's what I was talking about. I think I can help you.
Like a bandage can help a corpse. Goodbye, Muttle. Goodbye.
At least listen to him.
All right, you have a tongue? Talk.
I hear you are arranging a match for Titan.
He also has ears.
I have a match for Titan.
What kind of match?
A perfect fit.
A perfect fit.
Like a glove.
Like a glove.
This match was made exactly to measure.
Perfect fit made to measure. Stop talking like a tailor and tell me who it is!
Please. Don't shout at me.
Who is it?
Who is it?
Who is it?
Aaron, that is me! Myself?
Him? Himself? Either you're completely out of your mind or you're crazy. You must be crazy. Arranging a match for yourself? What are you, everything? The bridegroom, the matchmaker, the guests all rolled into one? I suppose you'll even perform the ceremony. You must be crazy.
Please don't shout at me, Reptile. As for being my own matchmaker, I know it's a little unusual.
Unusual? It's crazy.
Times are changing, Reptile. The thing is, your daughter Cycle and I gave each other our pledge more than a year ago that we would marry.
You gave each other your pledge?
Yes, Papa. We gave each other our pledge.
They gave each other a pledge. Unheard of. Absurd. You gave each other a pledge. Unthinkable. Where do you think you are? In Moscow? In Paris? Where do they think they are? America? And what do you think you're doing? You stitcher? You nothing? Who do you think you are? King Solomon? This isn't the way it's done. Not here, not now. Some things I will not, I cannot allow. Tradition! Marriages must be arranged by the Papa. This should never be changed. One little time you pull out a prop, and where does it stop? Where does it stop? Where does it stop? Do I still have something to say about my daughter? Or doesn't anyone have to ask a father anymore?
I have wanted to ask you for some time, Reptilia, but first I wanted to save up for my own sewing machine.
Stop talking nonsense. You're just a poor tailor.
It's true, Reptilia, but even a poor tailor is entitled to some happiness! I promise you, your daughter will not starve.
He's beginning to talk like a man. On the other hand, what kind of match would that be with a poor tailor? On the other hand, he's an honest, hard worker. On the other hand, he has absolutely nothing. On the other hand, things could never get worse for him. They could only get better. They gave each other a pledge, unheard of, absurd. They gave each other a pledge, unthinkable. But look at my daughter's face. She loves him, she wants him. And look at my daughter's eyes, so
You won't be sorry.
I won't be sorry. I'm sorry already.
Thank you, Papa.
Thank you, Papa. They pledge their troth. Modern children. Golden. Moletto golden. What am I going to do about that?
In the middle of the dream.
one ever saw the tail of Muddle Canzoia.
Muddle?
Yeah. Oh, a worthy boy is he.
Muddle, Muddle.
A pious family.
Muddle, Muddle.
They named him after my dear Uncle Mordecai, the tail of Muddle Canzoia.
Taylor! She must have heard wrong. She meant the butcher.
You must have heard wrong, Grandma. There's no tailor. Give me a butcher, Grandma, by the name of Laser Wolf.
No!
We
haven't got the man.
Mazel tov, mazel tov.
We had when we began.
Mazel tov, mazel tov.
But since your grandma came, she'll marry, what's his name?
The tailor mapple kamzoya.
The tailor mapple kamzoya. The tailor mapple kamzoya. The tailor mapple kamzoya.
You at the booksellers. Not many girls in this village like to read. Would you like to borrow this book? It's very good.
No. Thank you.
Why? Because I'm not Jewish. Do you feel about us the way they feel about you? I didn't think you would.
What do you know about me?
Let me tell you about myself. I'm a pleasant fellow. Charming, honest, ambitious, quite bright, and very modest.
I don't think we should be talking this way.
I often do things I shouldn't. Go ahead. Take the book. It's by Heinrich Heine. Happens to be Jewish, I believe.
That doesn't matter.
You're quite right. Good. After you return it, I'll ask you how you like it. We'll talk about it for a while. We'll talk about life, how we feel about things, and it can all turn out quite pleasant.
Oh.
Yevka, can I do something for you?
No,
thank you.
You forgot your book.
Oh,
no, it's mine.
Oh, thank you, Chava. Good day, Chava.
Good day.
Yevka.
Good day.
Thank you. Sunrise, sunset, sweetly The rabbi! The rabbi! with the rabbit.
Now, I'd like to sing a little song.
You can keep your diseased chicken. You leave my chickens out of this. We made a bargain. Terms weren't settled. We drank on it!
I saw that. I drank on it.
From the grave.
What sign? What grandmother? My grandfather came to me from the grave and said her grandmother is a big liar.
Quiet! What is all the screaming about? They drank on it in agreement to sign. That's all nonsense. Title wanted to marry Motto and not Laser.
What?
Either out. Oh, no.
A young girl decides for herself.
Why not? Yes, they love each other.
Well, terrible.
He's a radical.
What happens to the matchmaker?
I say.
Let's sit down.
Yes, this is my play. Dad, come on, Dad. It's your wedding. Nobody wants to hear it.
It's no sin to dance in a wedding.
But with a girl?
That's what comes from bringing a wild man into your house.
He's not a wild man. His ideas are a little different.
It is a sin.
It's no sin. Ask the rabbi. Ask him.
Well, rabbi?
It's not exactly forbidden.
See? It's not forbidden.
But it's no sin. Now will someone dance with me?
Not
yet. Oh, look at this. Hello! It's only a dance, Mama.
Look at Tevye's daughter.
She's dancing with a man.
I can see she's dancing. Not going to dance with my wife.
Clean up!
title at her wedding. Was that necessary? Anyway, Title and Muckle have been married almost 2 months now. They work very hard. They're as poor as squirrels in winter, but they're both so happy, they don't know how miserable they are. Muckle keeps talking about a sewing machine. I know you're very busy. Wars and revolutions, floods, plagues, all those little things that bring people to you. But couldn't you take a second away from your catastrophes and get it for them? How much trouble would it be? Oh, and while you're in the neighborhood, my horse's left leg. Am I bothering you too much? I'm sorry. As the good book says, why should I tell you what the good book says?
Please don't be upset, Huddle.
Why should I be upset? If you must leave, you must.
I do have to be. Expect me in Kiev tomorrow morning.
So you told me. Then, goodbye.
Great changes are about to take place in this country. Tremendous changes, but they can't happen by themselves.
So naturally you feel that you, personally, must...
Not only me, many people, Jews, Gentiles, many people hate what's going on. Don't you understand?
Yes. Of course, you want to leave. Then, goodbye.
Harold, your father, the others here think what happened at Zyka's wedding was a little cloudburst, and it's over, and everything will now be peaceful again. It won't. Horrible things are happening all over the land. Pogroms, violence. Whole villages are being emptied of their people. It is reaching everywhere, and it will reach here. Do you understand?
I suppose I do.
I have work to do. The greatest work a man can do.
And good luck.
Before I go, there is a certain question I wish to discuss with you.
Yes.
A political question.
What is it?
A question of marriage.
This is a political question.
In a theoretical sense, yes. The relationship between a man and a woman, known as marriage, is based on mutual beliefs. A common attitude and philosophy towards society.
And affection.
And affection, but this relationship is a positive social value. It reflects a unity and a solidarity.
And affection.
Yes. And I, personally, I'm in favor of it. You understand?
Yes. I think you are asking me to marry you.
In a theoretical sense, yes.
I was hoping you were.
Then I take it you approve. And we can consider ourselves engaged, even though I'm going away. I'm very happy. Very happy.
So am I, Perchik. What's the matter?
I used to tell myself that I had everything, but that was only half true. I had an aim in life, and that was everything, but now I even have you. I have something that I would die for, someone that I can live for too. Yes, now I have everything, not only everything, I have a little bit more. Besides having everything, I know what everything's for. I used to wonder, could there be a wife to share such a difficult, wandering kind of life?
I was only out of sight, waiting 19.
Who knows tomorrow where our home will be?
I'll be with you when that's home enough for me.
Everything is right at hand, simple and clear.
I would die for, someone that I can live for too.
Yes! Now I have everything!
Not only everything, I have a little bit
more. Besides having everything,
I know what everything's for.
Seem to
I've decided to give them my permission to become engaged.
Oh, look at the sun.
What? Just like that? Without even asking me?
Who asks you? I'm the father.
Who is he? A pauper. He has nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I wouldn't say that. I hear he has a rich uncle. Very, very true. He's a good man, Goldie. I like him. He's a little crazy. I like him. What's more important, Hoddle likes him. Hoddle loves him. So what can we do? It's a new world.
Started dancing with Tevye's daughter, Huddle. Well, I just learned.
Kubrick's been arrested in Kiev?
No.
Yes. Shakel! Shakel! Wait till I tell you. Remember Kubrick, that crazy student? Remember at the wedding? He danced with Tevye's model. Well, I just heard that Kyle's been arrested in Kiev.
No, terrible, terrible.
Listen, everybody, terrible news!
Terrible.
Remember Perchik?
Yes. Started all the trouble.
Trouble I just heard from someone who should know.
What?
The Gobler's been arrested.
Aye. Muggle's got to Kiev.
Aye. Muggle's son is dancing.
And Tevye is acting strange.
Oh. Sprinter has the measles.
Aye. Bianca has the mumps.
Aye.
And that's what comes from men and women dancing. Oh,
my child, will there be to perform a marriage there in the wilderness?
Promise you, Papa. We will be married under a canopy.
No doubt a rabbi or two was also arrested. Well, give him my regards, this Moses of yours. I always thought he was a good man. Tell him I rely on his honor to treat my daughter well. Tell him that.
Good day.
much happier if you would remain friends from a distance. You must not forget who you are and who that man is.
He has a name, Papa.
Of course, all creatures on Earth have a name.
Yetka is not a creature, Papa. Yetka is a man.
Who says that he isn't? It's just that he is a different kind of man. As the good book says, each shall seek his own kind. Which translated means, a bird may love a fish, but where would they build a home together?
The world is changing, Papa.
Some things do not change for us. Some things will never change.
We don't feel that way.
We?
Yetka and I. We want to be married.
Are you out of your mind? Dominilicus means marrying outside the faith.
Papa, if you would just talk.
Shut up! I said no! Never talk about this again. Never mention his name again. Never see him again. Never. Do you understand?
Yes, Papa. I understand you. Thank you, finally here! Let's go home and set for supper.
I want to see Muffles in the machine.
You'll see it some other time. It's late.
Quiet, woman, before I get angry. And when I get angry, even flies don't dare to fly.
I'm very frightened. After we finish supper, I'll faint. Come home.
Go there. I'm the man in the family. I'm the head of the house. I want to see Muffles' new machine now. Now let's go home. Children and home. Go home, go. You have work to do. I have work to do.
Then Chava.
Chava is dead to us.
No. No,
we will forget him.
Thank you.
little bird, little Havana. I don't understand what's happening today. Everything is all a blur. All I can see is a happy child, the sweet little bird you were. Havana, Havana. Little bird, little Havana. You were always such a pretty little thing, everybody's favorite child. Gentle and kind and affectionate, what a sweet little bird you were. Havana, Havana.
Everything that I believe in. On the other hand, can I deny my own child? On the other hand, how can I turn my back on my faith, my people? If I try to bend that fire, I will break!
Move, Hevia!
deserve such an honor.
It's not just you, of course, it's all of you. I thought at first that you might be spared, Tevye, because of your daughter, Hama.
My daughter is dead.
I understand. At any rate, it affects all of you. You have to leave.
But this corner of the world has always been our home. Why should we leave?
I don't know why, there's trouble in the world, troublemakers.
Like us.
You are the only ones. Your people must leave all the villages. Zarok, Lavarevka, the whole district must be ended. I have an order here. It says that you must sell your homes and be out in 3 days.
And you, who have known us all your life, you would carry out this order?
I have nothing to do with it. You understand?
We understand. What if we refuse to go?
You will be forced out.
We will defend ourselves.
Against our army, I would not advise it.
Well, I have some advice for you. Get off my land. This is still my home. My land. Get off my land!
You have 3 days.
Maybe they have a plan.
We should defend ourselves. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
Very good. In that way, the whole world will be blind and toothless.
Rabbi, we've been waiting for the Messiah all our lives. Wouldn't this be a good time for him to come?
Meanwhile, let's start packing.
He's right. I'll see you before I go. 3 days.
How will I be able to sell my shop, my merchandise? I have over 100 bottles of vodka. What will I do with them? Where can I go? With a wife, her parents, and 3 children?
Well, Amatevka hasn't exactly been the Garden of Eden.
That's true.
After all, what have we got here? A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
A pot.
A pan. A broom.
Someone should have set a match for this place years ago.
A bench?
A tree?
So what's a stove?
Or a house?
People who pass through Anatevka don't even know they've been here.
A stick of wood?
A piece of cloth.
What do we leave? Nothing much. Only Anatevka.
Oh, no,
To say goodbye to him.
He will not listen.
But at least he will.
came to say goodbye. We are also leaving this place. We are going to Krakow.
We cannot stay among people who do such things to others.
We wanted you to know that.
Yes. We are also moving. Some are driven away by edicts, others by silence.
To you in America, if you like.
We will be staying with Uncle Abram.
Yes, Mama.
Come, children. Goldie, we can leave those pots!
No, we can't!
All right, we'll take them.
We're going on a train in a boat! We're going on a train in a boat!
Stop that! Behave yourselves. We're not in America yet.
Come, children.
Thank you. change.